Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Elsie. Tiffany is frolicking around in the Galapagos Islands this week, so I have a very special guest on to do a little co-host situation today. She is my friend Shelly Delgado. She is an actress in Atlanta and just beautiful all-around human, but she's pretty much one of the biggest daters that I know. So we last week kind of got into like how to start conversations on dating and stuff like that. And this week, really want to kind of dive into putting that into play, like find out what her tips and tricks are, how she even gets dates on these apps. She's a big dating app guy. So without further ado, Shelly, you now have permission to enter. Welcome, welcome. The intro music, love that. She brought her own intro music.
First,
yes, but
thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. So, really kind of want to dive in. Like, let's talk about, I mean, I know you obviously dating apps, especially this past year, have been pretty much the only way to really meet somebody new. So, why don't we talk about that? Like, what apps do you use? What kinds of pictures are you putting on there? What prompts are you picking? Like, give us all the juicy tips.
I feel like we're resume building here.
Yes, it is a resume builder for sure.
Like ladies.
Yeah. You know, in job searching,
scroll font.
Right. I mean, in job searching, you do have to have, I do recommend as a recruiter to have multiple versions of your resume. So maybe you need to have multiple versions of your dating apps.
Yeah. I feel like I'm so used to that too as an actor, is I have my headshots in my car. I have my resume in my car. You just asked a question. I have two dating apps. I have the good old Tindies, and I have Hinge, and that is all I have because that is all my brain can handle.
I was gonna say, so what's the reasoning for Tinder, not Bumble? Because I feel like Tinder gets a bad rep. Bumble, more people tend to have Bumble, but I don't like it a lot because I don't like to have to talk first.
Yeah, that's part of the reason, is I don't like talking first a lot of the time. Other reasons include I met a very, very crazy ex on Bumble a long time ago, and so I don't mess with that whatsoever. Tindies is there because your girl has needs, okay? And Hinge is there to find people I'd actually want to want.
Okay, wait. So you use Tinder for like hookups, and then you use the Hinge for the Hinge. I'm so old, right? I feel so old. You use the Hinge for like actual dates.
Yes, but there has been like, you know,
but sometimes
cross-pollination there, you know, like I have definitely been on a couple of Hinge dates where I was like, ooh, I've got to go. And this is just tonight. And I am done with this. I am no more. No more. And then, I've gone on a couple of Tinder dates where I'm like, wow, I actually really enjoy this person's company. So, you know, sometimes it surprises you.
Interesting.
And especially like I've traveled a lot over the past year. And Tinder is like just more, I think more people United States wise are on Tinder.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, so what kind, I mean, first of all, wait, Tinder, I haven't had Tinder. I've only had it for like literally 1 month of my life. And it was like in 2015. And it was so terrible.
I think.
What?
A scary time for Tinder.
It was a very scary time. It was enough for me to literally never download it ever again. So yeah, no. I was like, yeah, I can't do this. This is, I'm getting too many weird messages. Literally, I had one message that was just like, this wasn't even one of the worst ones. Just one message. It was like, you look like you'd be really good at fucking. And I was like, what? Oh. And first of all, none of my pictures I have in general are like hot, sexy. You know, like I'm not like posting.
This picture of me in a sweater. This picture of me with my cat.
With my cat. Like I, this picture of me like with a painting I drew at a, like a wine and sipping paint thing. Like I'm not.
Yeah. I don't understand that game. That's very.
Yeah. And of course I had to respond and be like, what do you mean?
Of course, because you're
I cannot. No. So
remember what they said?
I do not remember what they said, but I do remember just being like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I feel like it almost became like everyone who spoke to me on Tinder, I was like treating it as just like a joke because I was like, they would just say the most ridiculous things. And I'm, because they can, Wait, they can't message you unless you match, right?
Yes, that's okay. True.
Yeah. So I guess that's on me because I did match with this guy, but
no, that is not on you. I have no idea how somebody's going to respond to you.
You know, just like he thought I look like I'm good at fucking, I think I thought he looked like a nice person who wasn't like gonna say things like that. So
like, you want to go to Outback or?
Yeah, like oh. I'm totally down.
We took this different ways.
Yeah.
I guess he was honest about his feelings, but
that's, I mean, honestly, what more can I ask for, really?
Honestly, Lauren, why is the bar so high?
I'm such an asshole, actually. I feel bad about this now. So when you're swiping, mm-hmm. do you swipe with different tactics on different apps that you're on? Like if you're on Tinder, you're like, are you thinking of it more like, I could have just hooked up with this person, but then maybe they'll surprise you eventually. But and on Hinge, you're more like, I'm not swiping on guys that I would just hook up with, or are you just kind of doing the same? Just if you think they're attractive, you swipe.
I would say I am a little more picky on Hinge because I get to know like somebody's personality. And on Tinder, I mostly focus on like what area of town I'm in. like mileage is like, well, like 10 or 15 miles, right? But like mm-hmm. I'm in EAV. I get like a whole new different group of dudes than mm-hmm. I do when I'm here in Buckhead at home.
Right.
You know, so I've got to open it.
That's true.
And see what the pool is like.
Wait,
that I am in.
What mile radius do you set your Hinge and your Tinders to?
I think it's 10. It's either like 10 or 15.
Okay. I have a friend who sets it to 100 and I'm like, for what? You're trying to find people and like where? What are you
where
gonna
are
do?
You finding them?
What are you gonna do with someone who lives
in the day?
Yeah, like what are you gonna do with someone who lives 100 miles away from you? It's not. You might as well just open it up to the whole country then at that point, because like it's gonna be a long distance relationship.
Sometimes people from like farther away will come up, and I don't know if that's like an algorithm where they're like, "Wow, you guys mm-hmm. seem compatible," because it usually is some hot dude from Colorado that skis, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay,
yeah."
And
yeah.
I will probably swipe right just to be hey, you're hot.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I never respond to those people because I'm like, that actually recently happened to me on Hinge. Like I've got matched with somebody who is like Colorado and I was like, I haven't been to Colorado in years. Like, I don't know what this, how did this happen? But I think it's because on my settings that you can say like, is this a deal breaker or not? You know, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they asked that mm-hmm. like about any kind of like age-wise or distance and stuff. Like you can say, is this a deal breaker or not? I think I usually just say no. So maybe that's why.
I wish that other things, like you could set your parameters for deal breakers to more things. Like mm-hmm. if there was like an algorithm where I'd be like guys that make the like snooty face where they have like one eyebrow up.
Yeah.
Like that's an absolute deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker.
I wish that could be like a filter in the system.
Any guy with a fish photo is out. That's a deal breaker.
Any guy with a very small fish photo.
Yeah.
You know? What so if you're going to show me the fish, like show me an impressive fish, I guess.
Yeah. It's got to be like as tall as you are. And then it's also like, I need to know you threw it back. You know what I mean?
I need to know what you did with that fish.
Yeah.
I need to know if you were able to cook that and provide it for, you know, your fam.
Yeah. Or I either need to know you threw it back or you actually did do something with it.
Yes.
Because either way, what was it all for?
Tell me what you did with that fish.
Tell me what you did with that fish.
That should be the opening.
So what happened to the fish?
So what's up with that fish? Where's it at? All three different fish emojis.
I don't think I've actually ever matched with anyone who has a fish in their profile now that I'm thinking about it. I can't, or at least if I've matched them, I didn't speak to them.
I think I have, but that's because I really am into fishing. I hate that about myself.
Listen, I do not.
I just saw Lauren's cat just scale the wall like he had moon shoes on.
My cat is, I call him Catzilla because he likes to climb walls and climb down walls and stuff. So like, I feel like everyone who's been on this podcast at some point, whether they say something or not, at one point Blue, my cat does something insane in this camera and they make a face like, oh God. And I usually just try to keep, I'm like, yeah. And so nothing just happened. It's fine.
I'm going to start silently rating him with posters.
Yeah.
Through 10 on his jump.
I think that one was a solid six. I've seen him do better. But yeah, it's a seven. Shelly's giving him a seven. But when you're on these dating apps, I mean, well, let's talk about that. Like, I do want to play a game of red flag deal breaker with you at the end here. But do you have any, like, what is your, when you do have, I don't know what Tinder does. So I know Bumble does it where you can like, this is the only reason that I even have Bumble, I think, because you can't do this on Hinge, but like, and this is going to make me sound like probably an asshole and everyone can just, it's fine.
Stop it. Everyone can just stop it.
Everyone can just judge me. It's fine. Whatever. I'm just going to say it. Okay. I'm being real. Hashtag this is me. So, but I do set it to, I have a height requirement.
But you're tall. No.
And I'm tall. Yeah. I'm like 5'8" ish. Yeah. And so, and I will say I dated a lot of guys, several guys who have been like 5'9". So I've not like, I'm like discriminating against height. I just, if I'm going to have an option, if I'm going to have like a book of people to swipe through, I would prefer them to be over 6 foot. Yeah, if I happen to meet someone out in real life who I can't help if I like them or not, how tall they are, whatever. But on an app where I'm literally swiping through a catalog of people, which is pretty much what it is, like I'm way more picky. I feel like I'm so much more shallow on these apps than I would be in real life.
Oh, I mean, definitely.
Does Tinder have that?
I don't know. I don't think that Tinder has.
Well, because on Bumble, you can also, I also like say no conservatives.
Oh, me too. Full disclosure, I am not going to have anything in common with a conservative.
I know. I'm just not. And it's not even like they're all shitty people. It's not, honestly, it's not even that. It's just like, I feel like morally, maybe I might not. I just might not get on with those people as well. So they also might hate me as well. They'll take one look at my Instagram.
You're not going to like me.
No,
I am very liberal. I live a very liberal lifestyle.
Yeah.
Same. I'm not going to have anything in common.
But I feel like it's kind of the same as people wanting to date someone, a certain religion or something, you know, like I feel like we live in the South. Like I know so many people who are like, I mean, it just happened on last Bachelorette season where Tayshia didn't pick one of the guys because he wasn't Christian and he's like agnostic. So like literally that's acceptable. That's, you know, a thing that people don't like shit on. So I feel like politically, like, honestly, I'm like, a conservative wouldn't even want to date me. So that's why I'm going to just cut him out.
On Hinge, I think that's a deal breaker.
Well, I can't do it on
Hinge.
You can't do it on Hinge. You can't set that on Hinge unless you like pay for it or something. And I'm not going to pay for a dating app. You know?
But
I'm not there yet. I feel like, you know,
it's not there.
I'm just not.
No, on Hinge, you can just say no.
See it. Well, yeah, because you see it. And then if they don't show that, and I'm like, okay, well, this is the risk that I take.
Right.
But so what other requirements do you have? Do you set on the, or do you just like search for on these apps? Is it pretty much just like the political one, or do you have more?
Okay, so yes, I am 5'3". I'm so sorry, y'all. My short kings. I am really attracted to tall dudes.
You know what? It's people like you, Shelly. I've had this conversation with you before. What?
We've had this conversation probably yesterday. We've had this conversation.
Probably yesterday, actually.
We're continuing to have this conversation because, you know, I'm happy to dialogue about it. I like feeling like I'm climbing a tree, like a little baby koala when somebody is cuddling me and holding me. I am so small in their arms.
Like a guy who's like 5'9" would be a giant to you. You know what I mean?
And I'm saying I will go out on a date with them. I just also am attracted to the guy that's 6'2".
It makes me so fucking mad. When short girls
really brought me on this podcast to attack me.
Yeah, I'm actually, this is the reason I wanted to publicly humiliate Shelly. I want to get my public opinion out there about short women dating guys who are over 6'2". I will let you even have 6 foot, okay? I'm just like 6'2" and up, that's a problem for me. Like six two is like my perfect height for a guy. Like if I'm gonna pick a height, I would like it to at least be 6'2", because then I can wear heels and they're still taller than me. 6 foot, if I wear heels, I'm as tall as them, basically.
Right.
So because I wear high heels, but which is also not a problem for me. I don't really care. Again, I've dated guys who are like 5'9". They say they're 5'10", but they're definitely not, you know, like, but I'll let them have that. I dated a guy for almost 4 years.
And why so many men lie about their height?
It's like, we're going to know.
If we go on a date, I'm going to know immediately.
Yeah,
I know how tall I am.
Right.
I know how tall I am in heels. And I know how tall you are, motherfucker.
Yeah. Actually, okay, this is one of my biggest, I sound so shallow, but this is one of those things where it's like a non-thing, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, I know it's not that big of a deal, but like, it's a thing to me. Because I've also been this tall basically since seventh grade. So I feel like I've also, like, when I was this tall in seventh grade, like, no one was this tall. Like, none of the guys really, like, I mean, in high school, everyone kind of shot up a little bit, but like, I was like tall. That's why I think that's where I get a lot of my bad posture still from, like just like slouching all the time. Yeah. So I feel like when I go on a first date, I have such bad anxiety about like what shoes I'm going to wear, because I genuinely do like wearing heels. Like, I have a high arch, and honestly, like, heels are really comfortable for me. And I feel like I can't wear, I don't really have flats. I also feel like I look better in heels too. Like, you know, they say that makes your legs look longer, your butt look a little plumper, like, you know, I like wearing heels.
You feel awkward when you wear heels and you're like the same height or taller than your date? Because whenever I see girls on the Beltline that like are taller than their dates, I think they look beautiful. That looks gorgeous in your maple pants, a cute like summer like heel situation.
Well, and it's like great. But also when it's like when a girl's taller than a guy, I'm always like, she's like such a good person.
I don't think that. I'm like,
I do.
Queen. All of us.
Same. I do think that. I'm like, yes, a tall queen. We stan. But then I'm also like, oh, she's dating a guy who's shorter than her. She must be so nice. She just doesn't care. And he must be really cool. You know,
is it seventh grade Lauren in a time machine?
No, it really would. It was a trauma, I think, that I experienced.
We're so tall and so beautiful.
Not in seventh grade. I think I was just tall. Like, no one's really that beautiful in middle school. Let's be real.
It should be a whole different podcast. You should.
Yeah. There is a podcast. One of the girls who does like the Betches Sub podcast, she has another podcast. I've listened to it a couple of times, called The Roast of Your Teenage Self. Yeah. It's actually really funny. Like, I feel like all of our teenage selves could use a good roasting. Basically I have a lot of anxiety going on first dates about what shoes I'm going to wear. Cause I'm like, okay, well, what if, you know, they say they're 6 foot, but like, what if they're actually not? What if they're actually like 5'10"? Then I'm going to be taller than my heels.
Yeah.
I
don't think about that. Cause I'm short. There are like definite things that I
so lucky
out on a first date where I'm like, ooh, is this an appropriate like first date out? What vibe am I giving off?
What do you wear on a first date? Like, what do you usually do on a first date? Let's start there and then we'll go into what you wear.
Okay. So I usually want to do something in a public arena, because I do want to see how that person acts in public and how that person treats people in the service industry. Cause that's super important to me. Well, getting a drink on a patio is important, because I'm like, are you kind of the server? Do you tip well? Are you a good conversationalist with like people that are around? Do you like this dog? and also it like gives me like a cool out to be, if it's like not going well, I'm like, oh man, I gotta go home. Okay, that's my dog. You know,
cowboy. So I like
to be casual. Cowboy boy, he's right here.
Aww.
Like, mommy can just stop going on dates forever and just stay home.
He's like, you don't need another man. Honestly, I do. Like, I think about that about my cat all the time. I'm like, what else do I need? He loves me more than anything else anyone ever could. I love him more than I could ever love anything else either. Yeah. And, you know, he cuddles with me.
You know, Lauren, there's like one thing.
Oh, yeah. We don't have sex. Yeah. We don't make out. Right.
It's like an important thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Honestly, that's the only thing. He even will massage my back. Like, if I lay on my stomach, he will get on my back and like knead on my back sometimes.
You know, Cowboy's a really good big spoon.
Yeah. Blue is always a little spoon, obviously, because he's a little tiny baby. But I mean, come on. I'm like, I could never love anyone more than I love this man, this cat.
Like, I wouldn't kill for a man. I would kill anyone for Cowboy. I would kill
anyone for Blue. Like, anyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, so okay, let's go back to this.
We got distracted by our babies.
Yeah, yeah. So, you go on your first day. So, you usually go to, like, a bar, restaurant kind of thing.
Yeah, or, like, something funny and casual. Like, one of my last dates was at Main Event, and we played air hockey, and I really loved that. Mm-hmm. Or like an activity that's like we are interacting with each other, but it's still like we're playing basketball or we are bowling or we are, you know, doing some kind of activity together. So mm-hmm. I like hikes too, but like then you have to like make sure they're not
a serial killer.
No.
Yeah. That's like a fifth date thing, I think.
Yeah. Or you've got to be like ready. You know, like you got to know the trail.
You got to know the trail. You got to have cameras hidden on the trail.
Like, I'm crazier than you are, bro. Who's too worried about what's in my backpack?
You have to accidentally let your mace fall out of your backpack.
Oh, I'm always showing it too. Yeah,
oh, that's not bug spray.
Yeah, it's not bug spray. It's my glitter pepper spray.
Oops, not hand sanitizer. Funny. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I don't think I would do.
What do you wear on the first date?
Yeah, yeah. What do you wear on the first date? So you're going to a bar restaurant situation. Are you wearing something low cut? I know. Okay, I will say Shelly is a big fan of the Boobalicious tee.
Love my boobs. I love them.
Who doesn't? I love your boobs. I love my boobs as well. Like I fully stan. Like I'm a boob guy for sure. Yeah. But
yeah, I'm a little bit of a butt guy too, but yeah.
But boobs are so fun.
They're the best. And yeah. It's like, have them like, they're going to be celebrated for sure. Okay. I do usually wear like on a first date, like some kind of cute, maybe low cut, probably low cut, most definitely low cut.
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us, Shelly.
Okay. It's a low cut.
it's low to my, it's to my belly button.
It's J-Lo's outfit from 2004. Any J-Lo outfit from 2004.
Wait, does the outfit depend on if you originally thought this person could just be a hookup or an actual dating person?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
how does that differ?
I think I'm a little more covered up, I guess, if I'm like, I think I want to date this person. It's still low cut though. Like, don't worry. Yeah.
Covered up for Shelly means it's like the nipples aren't almost coming out.
They're not coming out in pasties. Like, come on.
Yes.
No, but usually a first day will be like a cute tank top number, cute blousy number, and like a high-waisted, like casual.
Something.
Nice cut jean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like a booty or like a fun shoe. I love shoes. Always these hoop earrings. Yeah. I don't wear any earrings other than hoops, I think.
I love that.
And then like hair game, because you also have a lot of beautiful hair.
Okay, but Shelly has thicker hair than I have ever, could ever even imagine. I have very, very thick hair. I have like a lot of very thick hair, and Shelly's hair makes me look like I have, my hair is thinning and I'm balding. Like she has the most gorgeous hair. So what do you do with that? That's down and out.
I am always using this hair as a flirting technique. It is always
flipping it out.
It is always moving to one side. Being judged. If you will know if I really am vibing with you, if I really like you, I'm like playing with my hair.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, so you're vibing with me right now?
Always vibing with you.
Okay, I'm gonna touch my ponytail too. We're vibing, guys. We're vibing.
sorry to interrupt. But Lauren and I are flirting.
No big deal. It's fine. But don't let our animals hear us flirting.
What are you doing?
So what are your biggest, like, how do you know if a date's okay? So I think a problem for me on a first date too is that this is gonna sound like a subtle flex, but I promise you it's not. But
or What if it is a flex?
Well, it's not. In this situation, I don't think that it is a flex. I think in normal, in work life and normal life, I think it could be a flex. But in a dating situation, I feel like it's maybe not. But I feel like I could have a conversation that was good with pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
And so like sometimes, and I do genuinely like getting to know new people, whether I like them or not. Sometimes it's not like I don't like the person. I just don't really feel... Like, do you go on just one date with people? Or if you're like, oh, it's an okay date, would you go on another one? Or how do you know if you want to keep going on another date with this person? Because I tend to be like, if it wasn't amazing, then I'm like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I definitely am a lot pickier when it comes to like going on a second date with somebody than I am going on the initial date with someone.
Right.
But I think like if I'm thinking about that person and it's, I think for me, it's as simple as, I'm thinking about them and I had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And a big factor for me is if that person's really funny,
same.
Then I'll actually be like, oh yeah, for sure. If I'm having a good time with you and we vibe really well, and we had mm-hmm. We had steady, but like comfortable conversation,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, I'll go on a second date with you, but you have to ask. Cause I don't like,
yeah, I'm not going to ask, but if you ask, I'll do it. Wait, so how do you even, we skipped over this part a little bit, I guess, in the order of things, but how do you even get from, so last week, our podcast, the episode that came out was called DMs to Digits. And this guy is a conversation coach. And like, he's not like a dating coach necessarily, but just like in general conversation, but like, he kind of has this book now out that is, about basically like more like dating questions, like questions, like it's 101 questions or something to ask on a date. So,
ooh. We should do that, Lauren.
Yeah. I'm going every day I go on from now on. I'm going to get the book. Every day I go on from now on is I'm only asking those questions.
Well, you know, I think it's a New York Times article where it's like 30 or so questions
mm-hmm.
that you ask someone. And by the end of it, you're like kind of in love with them.
Uh-oh.
This, right?
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a long list.
Well, but... how do you get from point A to point B? Like, how are you doing, like, how long do you spend typically, do you think, like, on an app talking to them? But, like, then you kind of get the number and then, like, you talk about, because for me, it usually falls off for whatever reason. For the most, I was talking about this the other day. Like, it basically has been, like, we'll talk on the app. Sometimes I don't even honestly talk to most people on the apps. I'm guilty of, like, just wanting to match with people for attention. I think,
oh,
you know, just to know that I could, I still got it if I wanted it, but I don't. Oops, I forgot to respond forever. Yeah. On Bumble, it lasts only 24 hours. So if I don't respond in 24 hours, it's like, and I have to be the one to initiate it. So it's like, whatever. But, I don't know what to say to people on the apps.
How long are you talking to these people online? How long are you talking to them?
Well, if it gets to that point, it's usually like maybe like a couple days, I feel like, or by the time we start talking about like actually like going out and doing something, they'll ask me out. We'll try to make a plan or whatever. We don't like set a date or anything, but we're like, let's do this. Let's do that. What time? I kind of will put the ball in their court and be like, hey, I'm free on this day, this day, this day. Like, let me know. Yeah. And then they usually ask for my number and I give them my number. And then I feel like then it's like becomes an Instagram thing. And then on Instagram, I don't connect my Instagram to my dating apps.
But you also have a lot of followers.
Because I'm famous.
People will know.
I'm verified on Instagram. So, no, but because I was like, honestly, I've never ran into this. I have a few friends. Like my friend Katie too was talking about this. Like she said, this is like a thing for her as well. Cause at first I was like, I've never noticed this happening to me until this past year, you know, and the only thing that's changed on my Instagram is like my followers and I'm verified because of the show, for Love is Blind. But, and again, not a subtle flex in this context, it's not even a flex, I don't think. Cause I feel like.
Like, why does it die when it
gets Instagram? But it almost makes me feel like, and this is probably going to be me sounding like I have a big head or something, but like, it kind of has made me feel like they add me on Instagram. And then they bring up, oh, you were on, why do you have so many followers? Which like is a dumb question because it literally says in my bio, like Love is Blind. So, and I mean, okay, I know that maybe you haven't seen Love is Blind, but I feel like most people have at least heard of it.
Yeah.
If you have Netflix, it was like number one on Netflix in like a lot of countries, including ours. So yeah, at least you saw something about it or heard something about it, because it was like a whole big thing last year. Yeah. But even if you didn't, I would assume, like, I mean, maybe boys are just like not as good at sleuthing as women are, because I know I have
I don't think that's a question.
But I'm like, but why? It takes all of 3 seconds and a quarter of your brain, maybe like an 18th of your brain, to find someone on Instagram. Like, once you match them on a dating app, you can find them so easily. Like, I've already looked at your entire Instagram before we even added each other.
Yeah, I have your social security. I know how you like. Your mom's name is Diane.
Hey, my mom's name is Diane. Oh my God, did you?
I already knew that.
Did you stalk me?
I didn't do that.
Did you do your research for this podcast? But yeah, and I'm like, it's not that hard to figure out. But they play dumb, like, oh, why do you have so many followers? And then I had to be like, I was on a reality show. It's like not that big of a deal. I was on a reality show for like 20 seconds. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And it makes me feel really awkward. Or they will be like, oh my God, you're in Love Is Blind. And I'm like, oh yeah, I was for like 20 minutes. It's like not that big of a deal, you know? But then they add me, I add them back because I'm not an asshole and I'm interested in this person. And then we just never talk again. And I'm like, did you just for what? Like, we were planning stuff. Like, you were the one bringing up wanting to hang out.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't know what it's like to be famous from Love Is Blind.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard. It's a hard life.
But I will say Instagram, a lot of the time, is like where these conversations go to die.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm finding.
I don't have the answer to that.
Cause at first I thought it was like a Love Is Blind thing, but then I started talking to my friends about it and they're like, no, that happens to me too. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's like, not
on
me.
Days where I don't feel as confident, I'm like, maybe they think I'm really shallow, cause I've got a lot of pictures of myself up there. Mm-hmm. And then on days where I'm really feeling myself, I'm like, maybe they just can't take it because I am so hot.
Maybe they're intimidated by me. And that's what I thought.
Like, the amount of hair I have on my head and how much cleavage I am showing.
Honestly, I'm intimidated. So yeah.
I have no idea. I don't have the answer to that. But like, if ask someone, I don't know.
But I feel like if I saw a guy's Instagram and I thought he was so hot, I was intimidated by it, and he was still wanting to go on a date with me, I would be like, yeah, let's fucking go. Let's go on this date now.
Yeah.
I'll meet you tomorrow. Like
15 minutes.
Yeah, let's go today. Like, right. So I don't understand the logic there. That's my soapbox. But okay. I'm glad that it's not just me, because I really was like, is it because I was on this dating show? Like, is this going to be my life now? Like, no one wants to ever date me when they find out that I was on a fucking reality show. Like, chill. I'm not trying to get married to
you. And also, all of you men listening, I think that Elsie was extremely classy on that show. It was dreaming for you. Not your dad and how respectful he is to women and how I was like, yes, ma'am.
My dad like videotaped that clip and posted on his Facebook.
That's so sweet. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I do understand, because honestly, I look at Instagrams. I look up their Instagram before we exchange Instagrams. If I can find it. If I can't find it, I like honestly stop talking to them, because I'm like, I can't find your Instagram. So or I will at least give them Facebook.
Lives in the wild. And like has never had any social media, so I can't.
But you started dating him before COVID.
Oh yeah. A long time ago.
Right. So like, because you could have like, you guys met probably. I mean, did you meet on a dating app?
No, I met him. He was sleeping on my couch.
Oh yeah. Oh, because your roommate at the time. Okay, yeah, I forgot
about with my friend's roommate.
Yes, so that's different.
Yeah,
that's fine if you don't have social media or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've already met you in real life. Like, I know you're a real person, and like, we have mutual people that we know in common.
Right.
Like, that's different.
Right. Then meeting somebody and them being like, I don't have anything. You're like, interesting.
I mean, I even go to LinkedIn. I go to LinkedIn too. I'm like trying to find them. If I can't find them on Instagram, I go to Facebook. And then if I can't find them on Facebook, I go to LinkedIn. And if I don't find them on anything, I'm like, okay, well, this person's a serial killer. So
does it notify you or your email when somebody looks you up on LinkedIn?
So I am a recruiter.
Yes. Please help me.
Yeah. And I have a recruiter account. Mm-hmm. So I can be anonymous. Okay. I can look. So my profile, when I look at anyone's profile, it's anonymous.
Okay.
It comes up as like
emails notifying me, like someone's looking up your LinkedIn.
And you can
I don't see anything on there because I'm an actor.
I'm an actor. I don't do it with LinkedIn. But like you can do, I'm on LinkedIn like literally all day, every day. And that's like my job basically is like, I'm like live on LinkedIn. And so I know how to search people on LinkedIn better than any other site pretty much, I feel like. And so I go to that often and yeah. And then you can like see their job and you go on Glassdoor. You can see how much they make if you want.
Gosh,
I don't do that often. Honestly.
Are you Harriet the Spy?
Yeah.
Are you Michelle Trachtenberg?
I'm not. So
I'm looking at this. I'm not Michelle Trachtenberg.
I cannot confirm or deny, but I'm not. but yeah, I'll look them on LinkedIn. And so I have a recruiter account though. So like I can set it on my settings. I can set it to be anonymous. So like anyone that I look at their profile, it just shows up as like anonymous viewed your profile. Doesn't show my picture. Doesn't even say like, I can also set it to be like recruiter. It's still anonymous.
I show like a picture of Inspector Gadget.
It's just like a blank, like shadow of a person.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Inspector Gadget was a good movie though. Side note. So was Harriet Spy.
Need a man like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Kyle, he looks good in hats. These guys be wearing hats and they should not be wearing hats.
Some guys should just not be wearing hats.
Some of us don't need to be wearing hats.
Especially not an Inspector Gadget hat. Unless you are Inspector Gadget.
Unless you are inspecting.
Or like the lead singer of Fall Out Boy. Or Jason Mraz.
Oh, no, not Jason Mraz. No.
Like Gavin DeGraw, Jason Mraz. What's his face? Lead singer of Fall Out Boy. And then Inspector Gadget. It's the only one who can pull off those kinds of hats.
I like can't handle every time I see a Gavin DeGraw. I scream. Because I'm 5 years old. I scream, God, Gavin DeGraw.
No. Not the DeGraw hat. Not the DeGraw.
Sweet chariot.
Sweet chariot. No, swipe left. But hey, if I saw Davin, I was going to say Davin Gadrawl.
On him, would you swipe?
For sure, I would swipe. I would have to.
You'd have to talk to him.
I would have to at least be like, hey, I love that song, Sweet Jerry.
Hey, when I was 15, I was
a banger.
After that song.
That was a banger. Also, side note, my high school voice teacher she opened for Gavin DeGraw on tour when he was like first beginning. She opened for him on tour.
Sorry, I'm getting up a little bit because my foot is asleep.
Shelly is giving me a full frontal of her cleavage right now.
You're welcome.
Let me tell you, if that's what you wear in the first date, you're getting a second.
this tank top and these Target leggings.
Yes. So, okay. I have a game that I want to play with you.
I'm so excited.
Yay, games. It's a little ditty called Red Flag Deal Breaker. It's pretty self-explanatory. I'm sure most people listening have even if they've never heard of the game, you could probably guess from the name of the game. I'm going to give you a scenario or like a something, and you just tell me if it's a red flag deal breaker. We can maybe debate a little bit. You know, it's
a red flag or a deal breaker.
Yeah. Or you can say a green flag if you're okay with this.
Or be like, wow, I'm super into this.
Yeah. It could also be a green flag. So if you're really into it, that's a green flag. So, you know, we can talk about it.
Everyone's about to find out so much about me.
Okay. And some of these are like pretty basic, but we're going to debate some of them a little bit, I think, but I have a bunch. We probably won't get to all of them, but okay, here we go. First one is you're on a date with would you go on a date So, okay. Also, I want to say the situation is, so this person is perfect in every way. They are your type. They are attractive. They are really cool.
For all of the situations.
Yeah. They're great. You know, they're a good person, but then there's this one thing.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. So is it a deal breaker or a red flag?
This feels like an acting class. Let's go.
Yes. Zip, zap, zap. Okay. Let's go.
Whoosh. Whoosh the ball.
Okay. So he has the same name as your dad.
Oh no.
Deal breaker.
Okay. 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 So here's the thing. My dad's name is Willie, and it's not short for William. It's Willie. Mm. So that is not very common.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my brother is Will.
Okay.
It's with my dad's name. He goes by Will. So I would say no. That's a deal breaker because it's both my brother and my dad's name.
It's a family name. You could have a son maybe named Will.
Yeah.
Willie.
But here's the thing. I would love to discuss ex's names because I've been going.
Oh, yeah. So they have. So, but you're currently kind of talking to someone with the same name as your ex.
Your mouth.
So, is that a deal breaker?
Okay, so
a red flag.
Here's the thing: the name of the guy that I have been on a few dates with, mm-hmm. he has the same name as my last long-term boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But this name is so ridiculously common.
Yeah, that it's like John Smith kind of name.
Yeah, it's like it's just so hard. I've been on like a few dates with guys that have this. And I hopefully don't attribute, I'm sure like subconsciously there is something there, but like hopefully I'm not like, oh, you remind me of so-and-so. Like,
right.
Because they are very different people. Mm-hmm. But like, I can't not date this guy because this guy is really great, but he has the same name as my ex. Because they're both named John Smith.
They're both named John Smith.
Yeah.
Shelly's just living her best Pocahontas life.
What? Yeah. What are your feelings on that? Like, would you date somebody with the same name as your ex? Because I know that it's wild.
I don't know. Okay. So there is like, okay, the guy I dated the longest time, I'm just going to say it. Because he's married and has a child now. So he probably doesn't listen to this podcast, hopefully. But his name is Tyler, mm-hmm. and which is a pretty, I think, fairly common name for our age group. I think like it's a pretty common name. And I also really like the name Tyler. So before I dated him, I would be like, that's a cute name for like a kid. Like I would maybe name my child that, but then now I feel like I can't do that.
Right.
I dated him for like over 3.5 years. And so like it was a long time and it ended in 2015, but like, it's still weird. I feel like to do that, you know? But he's really the only ex I feel like that I would not do that. Cause I've had exes like I've had other ex-boyfriends that I've dated. I've talked to other guys with those names. Like, yeah. But
I dated somebody for like almost 4 years named Travis. And I don't think I could date another Travis, but that's not as much of a common name as John Smith.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, Travis is not as common of a name, but so, yeah, I mean, but for the longest time, if anyone was named Tyler, I mean, honestly, even still kind of like for me on a dating app, if I'm picking you out of a catalog, basically, let's call him what it is. Like if I'm picking you out of the catalog,
Macy's catalog,
if I'm picking you out of the Macy's catalog, I'm opening you up or like, you know, remember on Toys R Us, like back in the day, like we would, when I was like really little, we would on Thanksgiving, we would have the magazine,
you wanted in the magazine.
And you put a sticker on the things that you want. So,
book club, yep. Or like whenever like book whatever plastic books came to your school.
Yes you put a sticker on the little magazine of the thing that you know you want. So if I'm doing that in a catalog, like let's say a swipe right means that's a sticker, I'm not putting a sticker on a person named Tyler. But if I met a person out in the world named that, I would be like, oh well, whatever, it is what it is. It's not like I could help that. I didn't like intend to meet this person named Tyler. So
yeah.
But yeah, so I do think there is something there with that. And I think it's also like a weird, it's just like if you say some, if it's like a name recognition thing. But my dad's name is Daniel, Dan, which is another pretty common name, but I just feel like if he went by Daniel, I could maybe do it because my dad goes by Dan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't think I could do it.
My dad goes by William. My brother goes by Will. Like, it's out.
Mm-hmm. It's out. You know, I get that.
That name.
I get that.
I could do a William. I'm not sure.
We'll see. We'll see.
Also, sorry, this is really long. It's my last question before you move on to the next one. Have you noticed that there are certain names that are like attracted to dating you? Have you noticed that? I noticed that.
I don't know.
I have dated a lot of Maxes.
Max? I've never met a person named Max in real life. My parents have a kitten that I got them for Christmas, and the kitten's name is Max. You didn't know my mom's my parents' kitten? So
no, it's probably so cute.
It is so cute, but I mean, you should be so lucky to date Max. But Max is a cute name, I think.
I think Max is a super cute name. But yeah,
I have
a lot of dates with Maxes.
Well, I will say your John Smith name. I have never dated a guy with that name.
Really? So I did a lot of those.
The fact that you dated a lot of those guys, it's funny to me.
They're everywhere.
Maybe it's a you thing.
The bushes.
Kelly, maybe it's a you thing.
Just pop out, Lauren.
It's not me.
Can't be me.
Okay. Anyway. So here's the second question. Number two. We've asked like 10 follow-up questions. That's fine. Number two. So you're at a restaurant in this situation. Mm. Your date, you're at an Italian restaurant, I think, with this situation.
Okay.
Your date declines the freshly grated Parmesan.
Oh, why?
First off,
we're already on the date, right? So I'm not going to pick up and leave, but I am going to be like, do you not like cheese? I am going to ask.
Yeah, I'm like, do you not like Parmesan? No, you wouldn't.
Are you vegan? Do you not like cheese? Like, what's up with?
They're not vegan.
Yes.
You know they're not vegan.
You know it?
Yeah. You know they're not vegan. And they decline the freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to ask about that. That's wild to me.
Like, what if they're just like, I didn't want the extra cheese.
That's a kind of self-control I've never had. And that freaks me out. But I'm going to say like tangerine flag. I'm just gonna ask about it and like just let it be. You know?
That's like a pretty red. I'm gonna have to keep an eye on that. Yeah. Because I don't want to date someone
giant eyeball on it.
Mostly because I don't want to date a person who is like way better than me.
Yeah, I don't want to date somebody with like that amount of self-control. I'm like, you go to bed at 5 p.m., don't you?
Or you wake up at 5 a.m.
4 a.m.
No, like it couldn't be me. It could not be me.
No, I'm not for you.
Because I'm the kind of person who, like, honestly, I get a lot of anxiety about getting the freshly grated Parmesan because I want them to put way more than when I tell them to stop. I only tell them to stop because I feel awkward telling them, like, keep going. I'm like, it could go for days. We could be there. I actually just want the Parmesan cheese. Thank you.
Listen, I am just making like dad jokes all day, every day. Like, I won't tell them to stop. Like, I'll.
You make like direct eye contact with the waiter. Like,
tell me when. And that's a different sense of power than I think
it is. So, would you counter that, him saying, no, no, thank you? Would you counter that with being like a 10 minute cheese grate?
I think I honestly would. I would not do that past myself at all.
Just like flipping your hair from side to side, like,
yeah, flipping my hair. What? Just being like, I'm just gonna take his portion.
I'll have
what he didn't have.
I'll have what he did.
And mine. Also mine. So put that on my salad and my pasta.
Yeah, also they never asked for the salad and I really could use some Parmesan on my salad, but whatever.
I really could.
It's fine. We don't have to talk about it. But okay. So with number three. Mm. So your date claps when the plane lands and when the movie ends at the theater. You're at the movie theater.
That's an absolute red flag. Like, absolutely not. Like, so like one of the things that's really important to me is I want a partner that I can, because I road trip, I camp all the time. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I want a partner that I know is a good adventure person, like mm-hmm. a good adventure buddy. And if you are clapping on the plane, you obviously do not go on planes often. And I, like, we are not going to vibe. Mm-hmm. And clapping when the movie ends?
Yeah.
What's that? What's that about?
So, like, it's a great movie. It's just a really good movie. And they're like, yes.
It was like Elf or something. They're like, yay.
Or like a,
like, yay.
Or what if it's like a musical that you see on, and like Les Mis, you know, the theater. I felt.
I am on a date with a man that is clapping at the movie version of Les Mis. I am. Okay, that would be a travesty.
Okay, I need to confess.
You love Les Mis?
I clapped.
You clapped at the end of Les Mis, the movie?
I clapped after some of the musical numbers. And I did that on, I did that when I saw Hairspray in theaters as well.
Okay.
And High School Musical 3 in theaters.
I might have clapped after they did Run and Tell That in Hairspray.
It's
that
so really good.
But Lauren, I gotta tell you, like.
So we're not vibing anymore?
Bro did.
We're not vibing anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm not flipping my hair anymore, everyone. My hair. Yeah,
her hair is solid.
Solid. A trunchbull bun on the back of my head.
Okay, wait. I do also want to confess another thing.
Is this just confession now?
Yeah, this is confessions. Okay, so I used to definitely clap when the plane lands. And the only reason I don't now, and I, to be fair, I didn't fly on planes much. So yeah, there's that. But it's also like such an incredible thing that just happened. Like we just flew in the air and didn't die. We landed. Everything was good. Like, thank you so much for your service. You know what I mean? Yeah. But now I just thank them like eye to eye, you know, thank them when I'm walking off the plane.
Going up to the stewardess and just saying thank you.
Well, you know, the pilot, I feel like always like hanging out right there. Yeah, off the plane.
Always
yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Or, you know, when I get on the plane, I'm like, hi, how are you doing?
That's a green flag is someone that like goes up and personally thanks.
Yeah.
True.
I think it's weird if you don't. They're like standing right there. Like,
oh, I know. It's like
a foot away from you.
Borders. Like, just say hi.
I do that when I walk out of a store and the sales associate is like 40 feet, 100 feet away from me. I'm like, thank you.
Thank you for telling me about that discount.
Thank you. I didn't buy anything, but thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, but I mean, I did used to do that. And I also kind of did it mostly as a joke because I knew people like hated it. And I would only do it when I was like my friends. I wouldn't like do it by myself on a plane or something, but like.
Feel it. It's the fervor.
Now when I get on a plane, at the end of the plane ride, I just like get really fucking annoyed. I roll my eyes and I'm angry because
you
everyone
what
stands
I think
up immediately. What everyone stands up immediately. And I'm like,
that is way worse to me. Like worse than clapping when the plane mm-hmm. lands are people that the minute the plane lands get up.
I'm like, where are you going?
Where do you think we are going?
And I'm never in the front. So like, I'm not like, I'm always like the middle to the back. Like I'm not in the front ever. Cause like, I'm like a cheap flyer. Like I'm one of those people, like, I don't care what flight I'm on. I don't care what seat I'm in. I just want to get to the place. So, and like for the least amount of money, truthfully, and in the time frames that I want to get there. So I am usually in the middle to the back of a plane and I get so annoyed when people stand up and like, I'm like, where the fuck do you think you're going? Please just sit down. We're going to be here for like 30 minutes.
To me is still sitting down. Like you can calm down.
Like we are literally going to sit here. We just landed. We're not even at the freaking, they're not even connected. We're not even connected to the building yet.
It's not going to make it faster.
No. So that really pisses me off. And I get like, if you want to stand up for a second in your seat, but like, if you stand up, you get your back, you're getting your bags out. I'm like, this is too much for me. This is too much.
Wild.
Yeah. No. But so number four.
And also, our second. I love this game. It's fun.
So your date mm-hmm. trashes his ex. You ask about maybe if something comes up about an ex or whatever. And sometimes it does. It's fine. But he's kind of like trashing her, like, oh, she was so toxic. But, you know, like going on kind of a little bit about her.
It was like a first date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Honestly, the first three dates, I feel like.
This, I would be super red flag. I don't like trashing people, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, also, I don't trust boys. I trust women more than I trust men, I think. And so I'm like, you probably did something here.
Yeah, if you're like going out of your way to like talk about how toxic she was and she messed things up.
In my head, I'm like, what did you do?
Not over her.
Right, right.
If you're freaking out about her right now.
Right.
And secondly, I think it's a really mature thing to have like a cordial relationship with your ex.
Right. You know? But this brings me to my, so wait, is that a red flag or a deal breaker?
I think that is like pretty much a deal breaker.
I feel like that's the same for me. Yeah. But on the flip side of that,
ooh,
you're still really good friends with their ex. Like they, you know, they run in the same circle. So they see each other often, like with the same friend group, whatever. They, Shelly's face is like, how fucking dare.
Wait. So they trash. Oh, this is a completely.
No, different person.
Oh, okay. So I was like, they trash and they're still friends?
That's shady. That's sketchy. No, we're done. No. So new person. Every question here is a new person. New, hot, perfect person.
Okay.
But yeah. So okay, they.
I think that's a deal breaker in the sense that like, I would just have to be in the know of like, is that relationship over for you? And
they dated for like 3 years.
What are the parameters there? You know? Mm-hmm. So I think that is like a flag. Like I am going to be aware of this, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessarily a deal breaker if you're like friends.
Okay.
Unless she's like at your house every day, like knock. I made these lemon bars. Oh. Like, hey.
I got Girl Scout cookies.
Damn it, I love lemon bars.
So, but she's not nice to you. Let's say like she's kind of standoffish to you. You've met her.
Yeah.
And they're friends.
Yeah, I don't like that. Because I don't want to put myself into a position where I'm like dating somebody new and the mm-hmm. person that I'm worried about in the situation is your ex.
Right.
Like not liking me.
Yeah. And why she's single. Like, she's single.
Why don't you like me, girl?
Because I'm likable as fuck.
Because I'm likable. I'm totally cool with you. Yeah. So that's probably a red flag.
Okay. All right. Fair.
Bright red flag. A Les Mis.
It's a red flag. The Les Mis flag flying here. Okay. So number 6, they're obsessed with conspiracy theories.
Oh no. That's a deal breaker. Like there's so many things we can talk about. There's so many things we can talk about. White boy named Matt. Like we...
yeah
it's just I don't know, in my experience a lot of the time men that are obsessed with conspiracy theories are just also obsessed with hearing themselves speak.
That's fair and they're probably an Aquarius. As an Aquarius I can say that, so I think I would entertain it for a while because I do love a good conspiracy theory. If you give me enough facts, like I'll probably believe you. So, or at least like be like there's something there could be a thing. So I have to be careful where I tread on conspiracy theories.
I think like in my experience too, guys that are really obsessed with conspiracy theories don't have a very good sense of humor.
No.
They're like, this is everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person that likes to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's not funny.
This is getting like really intense for me.
This is a lot for first date.
Here for this date with yourself and your thought.
That's fair. Okay. So we kind of already talked about number 7. I said they're bad tippers and kind of snappy with the waiter. So I feel like that's a deal breaker, right? Yeah. Yeah, she said thumbs down. She's gonna fart on them and then leave.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Here's number 7.
Ooh.
They don't believe in titles or anniversaries.
They don't believe in that? Like that.
Yeah. They're like, I will never call you my girlfriend or I will never propose. I'm not gonna get married. Like, but we are life partners.
Okay. So life partner, I guess, is also a title, right? But like they
Yeah, I guess that's tough. So they're not even saying that. Like, they're always like, I want to be with you. I want to be with you forever. But I don't want to call you my girlfriend and I don't want to get married. Like, I don't believe in, I'm not celebrating anniversaries. He'll never remember that. Like, okay. How do you feel about that?
Okay. So I'm going to say that's an absolute deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm like obsessed with having a title, but right. Because somebody tells me what my parameters are, that's an mm-hmm. absolute.
I feel that.
Like, yeah. So like, if you're going to tell me like, without a doubt, I don't care about your feelings, this yeah. is how this is going to go, I'm absolutely out.
Like, right. Right. With any, we can settle on something that I'm comfortable with and you're comfortable with. Like life's yeah. here. I feel like it's a great
call
thing.
Me sprinkle. Like you can call me
your little cupcake. We can land on something.
But like, yeah, if you're telling me how our relationship is going to go mm-hmm. without any discussion, that's an absolute no-go.
Okay.
Then I think you're lazy and you're entitled.
Fair. Okay. So, they order chicken fingers anytime you go out, anywhere. I used to be this person, I think.
Yeah. I know. I have a lot of friends that are this person.
We've all been this person, I think, at some point, too. We always have the one thing that, like, when we're kids, we would always order. And, like, you're kind of afraid to order outside of that for a long time. But
I'm going to say that's a deal breaker for me. Okay. Food is really important to me. Like, food, I love cooking. Mm-hmm. I love going out. I love, like, trying new things. And so I think I'm way more compatible with somebody that has, like, an adventurous palate. So
okay.
That's be a deal breaker.
That's fair. Okay.
But, like, not a friend deal breaker.
We can be friends.
I would go out and we will eat chicken fingers all day, every day.
Okay, fair. Okay, so their honeymoon, their ideal honeymoon, like their preferred.
I'm so excited for this question.
Their dream honeymoon.
Bucky's gas station.
No, you would say that's a green flag. So, no, their dream honeymoon is Las Vegas.
Like, why?
The wedding's not in Las Vegas. It's just the honeymoon. I don't know. They've never been. They've always, like, romanticized Las Vegas, I guess.
I mean, okay, that's not a deal breaker to me. I just want to know. I just want to know why. Because there's like so many things we could do.
I don't know. There's no real reason. They just think that they've never been. They've always like thought it was this crazy cool place. So maybe you could compromise and be like, okay, I get to pick the wedding venue and location.
What's your thing? I have always been cool with like an Elvis Chapel elopement. Like I've always been cool with that. And so like,
I think if you're going to elope, that's the way to go. You know?
Oh yeah. I think it's so brilliant. I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So that's not a deal breaker. It's not a green flag, but I don't think it's a flag. I'm just going to be like, hey, the reason why you want to go to Las Vegas is because we've gone to all of these other places together that are so cool too. Right.
Right. Right.
For sure. Oh, yeah, let's honeymoon in Las Vegas. That's fine. But we will have gone to many other places beforehand and we'll go to many other places.
You get to pick every travel destination before and after. But yeah, you can have the honeymoon in Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's go to Las Vegas. Let's do it.
He does not want his bachelor party in Las Vegas. He only wants his honeymoon in Las Vegas.
Honestly, I'm okay with it. I think I'm
so
okay.
So that's a green flag? It's okay for you?
It's a yellow flag. It's like neither good nor bad.
Okay.
It's just funny.
Okay. Okay. So get super drunk on the first date and throws up in the bathroom.
Am I a red flag to my dates?
No, you're fine. You can hold your alcohol. You're okay.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. Okay, so how would I have known he was throwing up in the bathroom?
You could tell when someone just threw up. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell when they're about to and, like, they're dead. Okay. Like, you just know. And he also kind of, like, smells a little like vomit.
And we're not, like, in a position where we've been, like, out drinking all night.
No, you maybe. So, you know, sometimes first dates escalate.
Yes.
And they just drag on for a few hours. Mm-hmm. And that's just what happened, you know?
I would just, my immediate action is we're going to find you a way home, a safe way home.
Water and an Uber.
Yeah, we're going to find you water and an Uber. And then, like, I don't think it's a deal breaker in the sense of, like, that happens to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I've been drunk out of my mind before, so I'm not going to judge you for mm-hmm. maybe getting nervous and, like, doing a couple of more shots than you're used to.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, my dogs are playing with each other behind me.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm on a podcast. You're my roommate?
No. Calling the docs.
So no, I don't think that is a deal breaker for like future, a future hangout, but it is absolutely a deal breaker of like this night continuing. Like we got to get you home.
Like the night's over. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. That's a fair answer. They don't have a car and don't ever intend to buy one.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
Yeah. Why?
Like you're just gonna have to Uber everywhere. It's like honestly just buy a car with the amount you spend on Ubers per year.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
Especially now.
And you're about to pick them up everywhere if you go anywhere. Like
yeah, and I'm not about to be your mom. And also like I usually will opt to take an Uber or get a ride if I am drinking.
Mm-hmm.
In any capacity. So like yeah, it's a deal breaker. I'm not gonna I'm not gonna like drive you around at your swim meets.
Go hang out.
Where on the way there?
No, no. Go take it to get chicken fingers. Okay, they won't take their shirt off during sex.
I'm so sorry. First off, I want to be like, I hope that I'm not making them.
No, no, it's not like an insecurity thing. They just find it more sexual. Like they think it's more.
They find it sexier for them to keep their shirt on.
Like they're more into that.
Okay. Well, first off, for
it's
me,
it's like a kink.
It's too hot. Mm-hmm. Naked bodies touching like that. It's too hot for you to be wearing an extra layer of clothing.
Although I don't know, maybe sometimes it might be too hot with hot skin touching each other. Maybe sweat. It could be better.
You have like sweat on the clothes,
but not on you. He's not, it's not rubbing all over you.
But it's like a sweaty rag.
See, here's the thing. Like, I would think it was a red flag, but because only if I would be like, okay, well, I'm keeping my shirt on then too.
Yeah.
Fair is fair.
And then it's just forever two people with their shirts on.
Just two Winnie the Poohs. Just doing it.
Just two Winnie the Poohs. if that never changed, that would be an absolute deal.
It would maybe eventually change. He's like, I'm saving it for my wife. I'm saving my Las Vegas honeymoon.
I'm saving my abs for my Las Vegas honeymoon. I'd be like, You're funny. Yeah, if it never changes or they're like, hey, this is forever for me. Mm-hmm. Then it's probably a deal breaker just because like, I feel like there's a lot of, maybe there's stuff to work through mm-hmm. and also like, I want to have sex with you with your shirt off.
So yeah, there's that.
Yeah. And if you're going to expect me to have my shirt off.
Especially. Oh, if that's it, that's a deal breaker then for me.
That's an absolute deal breaker.
For sure. It's an absolute deal breaker for me. If it's.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a low cut shirt, but honey, if you're going to not. Show me your body that I'm not going to show you the rest of mine.
Right. Fair. That's fair.
Happen.
Okay. So you get, okay. You get invited back to their house and it's just not clean. It's just like the bathroom is, I hate especially the boys' bathrooms sometimes are a really big deal breaker for me. I'm like, there is disgusting. This is.
See, if any single straight man is listening to this podcast, you can really, really impress a woman by having a clean house and especially a clean bathroom.
And it doesn't even, it's not even like you have to have it like immaculate, like
just tidy.
Just take a Clorox wipe to some things before.
Just, yeah.
You know,
clean that sink.
Maybe vacuum a little bit, put some shit away. Don't have everything on the counters. Like,
you know.
Yeah.
If the house is dirty, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like cluttered. Like you walked into an episode of Hoarders.
Ooh, if I walked into an episode of Hoarders.
Well, like not extreme like Hoarders, but like a mini, like a subtle version of like, it could be heading down that road, but it's subtle.
Okay. So I'm going to say if it's disorganized, that's different from dirty or filthy.
Right.
And if it's disorganized, I am a Virgo and I am a fan of organizing.
You're like, oh, this is going
to
be
like
fun.
A part of me might be like, it's a challenge.
This is hot.
Excited to Marie Kondo your entire apartment. But no, if it's dirty, absolutely not. That's a deal breaker. Okay. Especially like a bathroom. Yeah.
I feel the same way. Okay. So they are again, the person every other way, they're perfect in every other way, but they are the stereotypical finance bro. They have a lot of money, but it's all Bitcoin.
Oh, Lauren, I feel like this is a personal attack.
It's not because I didn't know, but
that I date in Buckhead.
Oh, well, if you're swiping in Buckhead, if you're familiar with the Atlanta landscape out there, like that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I mean, I swipe in Buckhead too, because I don't live that far. I mean, I live like a few miles, like a handful of miles maybe. So yeah.
Definitely within Tinder range.
Definitely within Bumble Hinge range.
Okay, so here's the thing is I have dated a lot of this kind of guy just because I am in the midst of Buckhead and like mm-hmm. this, just the pool that is on my dating app.
These are the cards that you're dealt.
These are the cards I have been dealt. Mm-hmm. But after a while, I will say I don't really have very much in common with them. So it's not a deal breaker, but
you could learn some things.
Yeah.
I'm like, teach me about stocks. I don't know shit about Bitcoin. It doesn't seem real to me. So please explain.
Yeah. I can't. Like, okay. I can't like be on a date with you and be like, so tell me more about Bitcoin. And then just like have my eyes like
not glaze over. Yeah, that's fair.
But at the same time.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that. Okay. So it's a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker because I would be lying if I had said that was
okay.
Right. But it is.
But have you ever like fully dated someone who's like that?
Yeah. Elliot.
Oh. I didn't realize he was like that. Okay. Well. It's a big red flag. Okay. So actually only have a few more left and we're like just at an hour, I think ish. So I'm going to ask a couple more. Okay. If you have time.
Yeah, I have time.
Okay, so doesn't realize that they're a bad cook. Claims that they make amazing. They're like, oh, and this is like maybe a second or third day. I feel like this happens, but like they are like, oh my god, I'm gonna make you dinner. I'm gonna cook for you, and it's pasta. It's box pasta, and the sauce is like ragu sauce.
And they're bragging about it.
Yeah,
and it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Okay. Peyton, my roommate, and I have a joke where we pretend to be this person and we make like Ann's like white cheddar pasta shells together.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an absolute deal breaker for me.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because you're a liar. Because like you're not only a bad cook, you're delusional and you're a liar.
That's fair. You're not, this isn't right. I did go on a date like this. Actually, this person was like, I make great pasta, blah, blah, blah. And it was that. And I was like, oh no.
Well, and the thing is like, if you weren't a good cook, but you made the effort to like make me dinner.
Yeah.
And the dinner you made me was ragu and pasta.
Right.
That's a whole different story.
But if you're like, oh, this meal, I got you.
That you're incredible. And you're like, girl, I got you. Mm-hmm. And you pull out some ragu.
That's fair.
You've got to get out of here. Okay. I've got to get out of here because I'm probably.
I've got to go. Okay. Actually, I only have one more question left because the other ones we kind of have touched on before. But so they are super positive all the time.
Ooh. Okay. So this is a great question because I have a huge problem with the term positive vibes only. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's a despicable term because I think however anybody's feeling in that moment in time is absolutely valid and you do not have to be positive all the time to have a positive outlook on life. So if somebody is like Richard Simmonsing me at all times, that is exhausting. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want a curmudgeon. I don't want somebody that like is angry or like has like a super negative attitude at all times. But like if somebody is like freaking me out by being Richard Simmons,
it's like makes me feel like a bad person too. Like,
yeah.
It's sometimes just, I like to complain about stuff.
Deal breaker where it's like, I don't feel like I can trust you to be like, hey, I had a bad day and we can talk about it.
Right.
You know?
He's like, well, what's
I feel like they would thing? Be like, just have a just, you know, change your outlook.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah, for me. That's a deal breaker.
I feel that. Okay. So, I mean, that's pretty much all of the questions that I have for you there for red flag deal breaker. And thank you so much for playing along with me for this podcast.
Oh man. Thanks for having me. That was so much fun.
Yes. It's been great to pick your brain about all your dating.
I don't know if I was helpful at all, but it was,
I think you were
chatting. Yes.
It was very helpful for me, I think. This podcast was for me. I really just wanted to ask you from dating questions so I can be better at it, hopefully. So
can see if we're compatible.
Yeah. Well, I knew that before. So
chicken fingers, yes. Planes, maybe not.
But chicken fingers on a plane, definitely not. Oh my God. One more. They eat a smelly food on a plane. Could not be me.
Like
they're bringing like chicken salad, or like they have like a, I know people who do, we've talked about on this podcast actually before, like a boiled egg.
On a plane?
Yeah.
Any
food, it's like a meal. It's like not like chips or something. It's like an actual meal that they like got before they like got on the plane.
Are they just unaware of like how they're affecting everyone else's
life? They don't care. They're like, oh, it's not really that bad.
I think that's a little selfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a red flag. That's not a deal breaker, but it's a red flag for sure.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
It's definitely like a call out situation where it's like, hey, maybe not everybody likes the smell of a boiled egg on a plane.
Yeah. Or even like a sandwich, honestly, like a chicken sandwich or something. I'm like, no, I don't want to smell that right now. Just eat cheese. It's like the rest of us. Okay.
Just eat dry Biscoff cookies and a ginger ale.
Like pretzels. Okay. Perfect. Anyway. Okay. Now we're officially done. But so tell everyone, like, where can they find you? Do you have anything you want to promote? You can or you can't. So whatever you want to do, let us have it.
Yes, sure. You can find me on Instagram. It's at Shelly, Shelly Delgado, Delgado. That's my name. Hey. I'm in town. And thanks for having me on here.
Yay. Thank you so much. It's been so fun. I wanted to get you on here for a while, so happy that it happened.
Yes.
But for now, Shelly, you now have permission to exit.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, we came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. Yeah, I could do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. I'm not afraid of the moment. I'm not afraid. I can't hold it. I gotta show up. Gotta get up in the morning. I gotta do it for Kobe. Lately I'm zoning. Lately I know where I'm going. Taking whatever control is. Show me opponents. Show me opponents. I got a gift and I'm starting to own it. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. Things, and I can do all things, and I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. Shout to the city that raised me, shout to the people that made me. I'm from the 80s, I don't think mumbling wavy. I grew up like on a Jay-Z, maybe I'm crazy. I ain't been wondering lately. Feel like it's there for the taking. Feel like I'm good with the changes. Know who I am, and that's the most dangerous statement. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. Yeah, we came a long way, and that's what the song
same, and I can do all things. I can do all things, man, I can do all things. Yeah.
I check the scoreboard, know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. Man, that's what I'm good for, yeah. When I check the scoreboard, I know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. And I know what I'm good for, yeah. Cause we came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. Man, I can do all things, yeah.